Three, two, one, action.
Welcome to our second episode.
Yeah. I thought maybe the second episode would be a good time to talk about Chairman Lee.
Ooh, Chairman Lee.
You know, who I suppose in countries like Korea could be a controversial figure. Yeah. And in case we didn't quite cover it on our first episode, Shincheonji is a church that started in Korea.
Mm. Let's talk about Chairman Lee.
Yes, let's. Mm-mm. Chairman Lee Man-hee is his complete name. He is the person that leads this church. Mm-hmm. I suppose head pastor is one way to put it. But then here's the thing.
Bakit nga ba chairman?
He is the one who is heading this structure. That is the church, mm-hmm. you know, the organization that is under Jesus, mm-hmm. right? And then the other thing is that Chairman Lee also leads a peace organization.
HWPL.
Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, which is actually how we first got involved. Like, you know, during the pandemic.
A lot of volunteer work.
Yeah, there was a lot of volunteer works happening with this organization, and we thought it was a great cause. We were volunteering our services as hosts. But yes, there is also that organization which he heads, mm-hmm. and he is called chairman over there as mm-hmm. well. So that is what the world calls him. But we also call him teacher, right? Because he is the one that is teaching us the word.
He's the one who taught everybody this
right.
Fulfilled reality.
Yeah. So there's that. And then he's also referred to as the promised pastor. Because again, in the Bible, it says that, you know, at the time of Revelation's fulfillment, somebody will be chosen to be given that understanding, and this will be testified. So in the church, we call him that as well.
Kinikilig ako. Kasi in-interview siya ni Tito Boy Abunda when he was here.
Yeah, he was
January, uh-huh. when we had the very first National Peace Convention.
Yeah, which was part of the Peace Tour. He's done like 32 now?
At 92 or 93?
He's 92.
This is his 32nd trip around the world.
Goodness.
In the Philippines alone, he's...
10 times.
10 or 11 times. Oh. So for some reason po, he loves the Philippines. Loves the Philippines, mm-hmm. especially Mindanao area.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A lot of the peace works happen over there. And yeah, in that interview that he did with Tito Boy. Hi, Tito Boy! It's so...
Close tayo. Kala mo naman nakilala ko. Pero si Sampo talaga, siya ang nag-interpret. Oh.
Yes, I was there. And
interpreting. I'm so proud of you.
And he shared his testimony on that interview as well. He says that, yun nga, he did not have a faith life. He did not belong to a denomination or a church. He did grow up with a grandfather that was very prayerful. So since he was a kid, he would watch his grandfather pray. Pero wala siyang any kind of faith life. Uh-huh. Alam mo yun? And then he participated in the Korean War. That was a really, really difficult time in Korea's history.
Uh-oh.
He fought in the front lines, witnessed what a horrible, tragic, gruesome thing war is.
Tsaka puro kabataan daw talaga ang mga pumanaw nung war kasi sila yung nilalagay sa front, diba?
So, he survived it and was so grateful once he was back in his hometown that he started praying. Kasi nga naalala niya, his grandfather used to pray all the time. So morning and evening, he became a farmer and he would just pray because he was so grateful.
And then one night, there's a bright star that appeared so bright that he couldn't even look at it.
Uh-uh.
Natakot din siya ng konti, diba?
Siguro.
Natakot siya ng slight.
Siya. And he clarified that he calls it a star because there's really no other word that can describe it. But it was really just this bright, big light that came to him.
Ito na, so he called his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, kay tay, tignan mo to.
Oo.
Pati yung daddy niya.
Nakita niya.
Oo.
And then the dad, why does it sound weird to call him the dad?
Gusto mo si tatay na lang? He called his father. So, his father comes out.
Oo, natutulog siya noon.
So, sees the light as well.
Uh-oh.
And then...
And he said, oh wow, yeah, oh, super, not verbatim. He didn't say super. He's Korean. But wow, that's a really bright, big star. Uh-oh. And he said that this is a sign that somebody remarkable is gonna be, you know, appearing in our country.
Pero the bright light appeared for 3 nights,
right? Yes, consecutively. Aww. And then eventually it led him up a mountain, and that's where he swore an oath to God, mm-hmm, with his blood. In the interview with Tito Boy, sabi pa niya, parang kinulangan pa siya ng blood na he drew from his fingers. So he even drew blood from his foot. And he swore an oath to God saying, I believe, I will follow you, I will do your work. And then here we are, you know.
Reminds me of the song, I will follow him. Follow him.
When you hear something like that, ano yung feeling mo? Or like, what are your thoughts?
Honestly.
Oo.
Noong una,
go away.
Diba? Parang, okay.
Which I think is a natural reaction.
Hindi nga. Ganon. But.
And many, but the thing is, okay, many people claim that they had a vision or they received a revelation or they had some supernatural experience.
And who's like, to say that they really didn't?
People who are in Shincheonji are not here because he has a testimony like that. Na parang nakakita ako ng ganito, ng star, ng whatever. Uh-oh. Really, ultimately, it comes down to ano ba yung meaning ng prophecy? Ano ba yung natupad? Ano yung reality niya na nandito na?
Uh-oh.
Right? The term uses actual entities. Yes. Ano ba yung mga yun? But I think what I wanted to point out was how, because I think people get maybe turned off with someone who claims to have had this kind of experience.
Yeah.
Like yung reaction nga na sinabi mo, diba?
Di ganun.
But then, if you look in the Bible, there are so many people who saw visions.
Yeah.
And, you know, were shown, you know, all kinds of
prophecies,
things.
Prophecies, diba?
Yeah. So, I think initially my reaction was also like that. Parang, talaga ba? Like,
and
really?
Then, tsaka Korean pa, diba? Tapos ikaw Korean ka.
Oh.
And I wonder what you really thought of the first time you heard this.
I mean, I don't think the Korean thing really factored into it. I mean, based itong story na to, yung the one that we just talked about. But I guess the Korean angle came in with the whole, really, it's a Korean person that was chosen to testify this stuff. I mean, I had to sit with that for a while.
Oh, and then, diba, I would always kid with you na parang, oh my gosh, maybe now, it's making more sense now, this whole K-wave in the whole world, diba? Tapos biglang napili din si Chairman Lee. Ako medyo kinoconnect ko yun na parang may plano si God.
It's not the reason why we believe, but when you put it all together, and if God is, of course, he's in control of everything, then why wouldn't he do something like that as well? Just to draw more people to the place where all of this is coming from. But yeah, I guess the point that I was trying to make there was, I don't think we dismiss someone just because they claim they saw certain things or whatever. And we also don't base it on that. Like, that is not the reason why we believe either. But anyway, eventually, you know, he witnessed the events that are prophesied in the book of Revelation that is supposed to signal now, okay, the second coming, it's been put in motion already.
Uh-huh.
And so he's been testifying this for over 40 years. That is the task that he has received. That is his duty, right? And then yung pieceworks then that we talked about earlier, he never says, this is work that I'm doing. He says that it was commanded to him as well.
And I don't even think it's possible to, like, for a person to just, diba, do this kind of work
by himself.
On his own. Kanate.
Right.
But you need God to back you up.
Yeah. He also is always saying that, you know, I'm nothing. I'm not an educated person. I'm
just a farmer.
Right, I was just a farmer.
He's so humble.
So I think that aligns too with just the kind of person that God would use. Diba, parang in the Bible, wala namang ginamit si God na ikaw, matalino ka, nakapag-aral ka, o sikat ka. Diba? It's always like someone unexpected and someone...
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
Kaya walang naniwala kay Jesus na siya yung Messiah.
Na parang, because this is not what I expected. I don't think I can believe this. Diba yung parang ganun? Anyway, okay. So how did you feel? Because we did meet him. He was here in January. for the peace tour. You know, there was a national peace convention, which was the first ever in the country and all that. What was your feeling?
As my faith deepened, do you remember when I was asked by HWPL to host the
press conference?
Yeah.
Online.
Virtual po to. And I was so nervous because medyo lumalalim na ng konting understanding ko. And having to face Chairman Lee, diba? Like, in the
kahit
laptop.
Virtual siya.
Kahit virtual, parang hindi ko ma-explain yung nararamdaman ko. Because parang, okay, this is the person that God chose to break to us. I mean, break down the, alam mo yun, yung mga mahirap maunawaan sa Bible. Haharapin ko. Diba? Parang virtual pa lang yun. Eh, nung nag-peace tour na tayo, diba? Parang gusto ko magkasakit. Sa sick leave ako, te, may sakit ako. Kasi talagang, parang wow, ito na ba yun?
Yeah.
It was just a roller coaster of emotions for me because it's like, wow, this is the person that is the reason why I'm starting to understand the Bible the way it's supposed to be understood, diba? Ikaw, oh my gosh, you were like, okay, si Sampo yung talagang katabi ni Chairman Lee na nag-i-interpret. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm so glad I don't know Korean. Ganun.
I think to this day, I'm not sure if I've processed it all. He's adorable. Is that bad?
No, it's not. Kasi sabihin ko sana, parang lolo I never had.
Yeah.
The lolo I never had.
He's really small and he's so adorable. Has like the brightest, cutest smile. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, but like we said, he's 92 years old. So sometimes he can seem quite frail, but then when you hear him testify about the word,
oh my goodness,
there's so much strength and energy, man.
Like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
like listen to me.
But I also just want to clarify to everyone that again, the reason why we are in this church is not because of this person.
As somebody who's new,
yeah,
to this whole faith journey. Kasi nga, diba, lahat tayo may Bible. Whatever, we have 45,000 denominations today, and they all have Bibles. No one has ever explained it to me the way that I really wanted
understand
to understand it now. And it's because of that, they just keep going back to the Bible. So that's why I'm here. Because everything's centered in the Word of God.
Yeah. Things that we talked about, the things that we described about him, parang these are
qualities we admire in somebody.
Yeah, but my point is, it just happens to be him. You know what I mean? Like, he happens to be Korean. He happens to be 92. He happens to, you know, look the way he does, you know, whatever. But it's not what makes us believe. It's, as you said, we heard the teaching. We heard the word that is coming out of this church. And that is what brought us to this place. I think as with any pastor, the only way to judge, and the Bible says this too,
Is to hear.
And hear. Also, yeah, through his words and his actions.
And discern for yourself.
Right.
All right.
So that was episode 2. Well, maybe next time we can start clarifying some false information or misunderstandings about the church.
Because there's a lot, sadly. Mm-hmm. And please don't believe everything you hear and you read online.
Right. Because if it's on the internet, it must be true, right? No. So maybe we can get to that.
Yeah.
On our next episode. So please join us. But in the meantime, thank you for being here and we'll see you on episode 3. Bye.